Yeah, man. Y'all stay tuned, yo. Break one.
Everything's straight. Bitches wanna take away from me.
Said you love me, you don't sound like a little kid. I'm down for confront. Said you love me,
bring it up for me. Niggas keep that shit away from me. Yo, 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 yo. Say something in the mic, homie.
You're.
Something.
Yo.
Sure, bro. I say, I just keep close to you. We don't even got a mic.
You're. How am I? Am I good?
Alright.
How about me?
Oh, yo.
Sit. You gonna be like that the whole time?
Yeah, I'm about to be, like, be comfortable.
Yeah, move it to where it's comfortable. Then I'm about to adjust.
And then bring it down, like, from your, you know, so on the block.
Yes. On the low side. Don't yeah. Work.
Alright, just go ahead and chill back how you gonna be.
Be like that.
Yeah, and I talk, like, how loud, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get.
Yo. Yo,
I knew it was coming.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right. It's good.
Yeah, we all good.
Oh,
all
we right. Good. Okay,
what's up,
man?
Everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Break Room with your boy Terrio.
And your boy Wood.
Liz.
Yo, the engineer with no fear. Chinese.
Yeah. You get famous. Everybody keeps saying, "Yo, yeah. Uncle Chinese." At? I thought he was Chinese.
Man, they don't know who Uncle Chinese is.
I think that nigga Uncle Roger Jockey. Y'all know who Uncle Roger is?
Yeah.
They gonna be fucking critiquing all the white people about they Oriental cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Roger showed you how to fry rice.
The camera?
Yeah.
And we got a special guest in here, man.
Yeah.
People, you know what I mean? Let the people know who you are.
Kane and Coley on the building.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's dope. Dope to have you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
And the music good. Like, we ain't just he up here because the music is good.
We'll get into that. So,
yeah, man.
Snippet of it, know what I mean? First started it, so know what I mean?
Yeah. People need to know.
First off, man, how everybody week, man? You started with the guests, man. How you week been?
Man, been busy, man, running around doing promo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Albums just dropped, so I'm all over the place, man, and just been chilling.
That's a good type of busy,
right? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Man. You're building up your brand. Yeah. It's beautiful, man. And the grind is what makes it, you know, worth it.
For sure.
But, man, the brothers with 2 million jobs.
Hey, man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
A little side hustle, man. Keeps me, you know, off my feet. I mean, hold up. On my feet. You know what I mean? I said, hold up. Facts.
Your money work for you.
Facts, man. That's the motive, man. But my week was good, bro. What I do? Oh, I just work. The job try to give me a new assignment on the low, but I complained. Nah, but I took on the assignment and they gave me a day off for like they just gave me a day off. They're like, whenever you want a day off, you can just go ahead and charge to the game. But I'm like, every day is kind of like a day off. I work from home. But other than that, did something good for the kids. Had a little Halloween stuff for the kids. They tie dye shirts, ate some candy.
I seen that, man.
Man. They even painted Picasso's little in the making. Hand to make spiders. I was like, this is dope, man. I feel like
ask the kids in the future, and be like, what inspired you? Like, well, when I was little, my uncle
he told me I can make a spider out of my hand.
Mr. Woody showed me how to do it.
But other than that, just, you know, doing me, making videos, making, you know, everything, I guess.
That's good.
That's what's up, Liz.
Content creator.
I'm just trying to be.
But you steady great. Working though, so that's good.
Sure, bro. I spent my week underneath a house.
Pause me.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see your Instagram
over there. The crazy thing is, the house is falling down.
Oh my God.
It's falling apart.
Oh, that's some dangerous shit. Is that the same day I talked to you?
Yeah, yeah, that was the same. I was underneath the house talking to you.
Oh, you tripping. The last person I talked to was my turn.
You get used to it after a while.
The people in the kitchen, they were like, what's that noise?
Facts, bro. But man, this I'm talking about, bro. When the people was walking, I could see they my ceiling, their floor.
Damn.
That shit was like coming down. I'm like, yeah, this house falling apart. I need to go and finish this shit on up.
They just got to rip up all that up.
Just, well, they wanted to knock the house down, but the bank didn't approve the loan for them to knock it down. So they basically got approved for like just to get the HVAC done.
That's crazy, yo. So, when your foundation not right,
the nicest thing in the house is the HVAC that I put in.
The crazy thing is, like, when your house don't have a strong foundation, they should automatically give you the hazard claim on it.
Yeah,
but
if it's a private owner, like let's say how you own your house, can't nobody tell you what to do? Let's say, like, you know how you get them little jinx, like, you gotta cut the grass. It's your house, you pay the taxes on that. So it'll take a lot before somebody be like, yo, we gotta get them this house.
Just live in that
gym. Yeah, like,
you know, the float will be out, they'll just put a plywood right over that piece of float.
That's what they had.
Like, all they have to do.
And they live that?
All they have to do is tear up the original floor and just lay new wood all the way down, just everywhere. That's all they have to do is just lay the wood down on the studs. Just start fresh.
They had to teach it, like, the floor, like, in the kitchen and shit. The floor was bending in the kitchen. Like, you walk in the kitchen, that shit was, like, almost like a damn ramp.
They
were like,
stepping on your stomach, basically. I'm playing.
It's high up under there. Like, that shit was pretty
good. Yeah, they were sitting up.
If I can sit up, bro, it's cool. It'd be them shits where I gotta lay down the whole time. That I'd be like, yo, this shit is in the way. That was my week.
How was your week, man?
My week was funny. I seen it.
You sound like a movie star.
So
my week was
AutoZone. A white guy had no mask on. Another white guy had a mask on. The white guy with no mask on kept coughing on the back of this nigga's neck. This nigga turned around and said, yo, can you please stop coughing or at least put a mask on? He lost it. I don't have a right to have a mask. Yada, yada. He's yelling at this point, like basically spitting in this man's face, guy in his face. Ooh. This man just stole on him.
What?
Like, because he actually spitting on this man. Yeah. So he just...
Damn.
Hit him right.
You know, so the ass. You go to sleep.
No. So they tussling on the ground. So the AutoZone, it's only two people in there.
Yeah,
and one person is like in the back with the truck. So they fighting, and it's a long line too. So the dude come around. I'm like, oh shit! Like, I'm like, I ain't pulling out my phone. I'm watching it.
Now, that's World Star.
Good moment. I'm sorry. I'm watching.
Yeah. That'd be the best. That'd be got right.
By the time you reach the fight, so they on the ground tussling. So they like lock right, and so the dude like that spin on him, like he was trying to swing on one of the AutoZone people. When he did that, they was like, call the police. So then another person tried to come and break it up. But before he did that, they was on the ground tussling, right? That nigga looked up, spit right in his face.
Oh, bro. I was stomping in the face, bro.
Bro, I said, y'all better not touch this man. He just spit in that man's face. That man, that white boy went to work. I'm talking about, he threw elbows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he
needs split.
Split the whole lip right here.
He knew some shit.
They put both of them in handcuffs, but the other nigga that spit on them, they took that nigga immediately.
You going to jail?
Older black lady was like, yeah, he was. A white dude, another white dude was like, yeah, it's his fault. And they immediately took him.
Damn.
And then they took the other dude out in handcuffs and was just talking to him. I don't know what happened. I left.
Yeah.
That was a rare moment. I was like, damn. That was a good fight.
Yo, speaking of good fight, man, we gotta say shout out to Craig that came on the show.
Yeah,
signed,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you gotta sign,
man.
Yeah. But Shawnee, man, how was your
week? I was about to say, we got asked. Yeah, man. Shawnee, how's your week?
How was yours?
Yeah, man, complete without bro.
I can officially say I hate my job. Hold on, why? I hope they hear this shit. I work for the dumbest people in the world. Like, I mean that shit wholeheartedly, man. Like, they get dumber by the day. I'm countdown. Still on the countdown.
I'm with it. So every second, every minute. Where are we at right now?
5,296. 5,296 days, and I'm gone.
His feet gonna be kicked up.
Yeah, man.
All the samples came back from my fall stuff. Okay. Shit right back.
Oh, really?
Fucked it up. I'm on the phone.
Damn.
Cussing everybody out. What the fuck is this? $4,500 is that?
Damn.
It was good. It's
crazy.
Damn.
My wife liked to see me get mad.
Yeah, but he got some.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up. So I'm still gonna meet my deadline. Yeah. They fixed it, whatever.
It's a bad problem, but it's not like a bad problem.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Like, not too many people can say, man, my shipment was messed up. I had to send it back. Ain't too many people.
Some niggas just take that. And then look at that, man. Fuck it.
It was just two sweatsuits. Like, the blue and the green one. They sent it to me. No, the blue and the green one and the yellow one. They sent it to me. I was like, this is wrong.
Can you tell us what kind of green?
Army.
Okay.
It's
on the
green.
No, right now.
Yeah, it's like close to this. Something like that. But yeah, and then I volunteered on military highway yesterday. Picked up trash for 2 hours. Just gave back to the community a little bit. Found a few bullet casings.
You will.
Found some high points.
You will, yeah.
High points. Yeah.
Yeah, old women's gonna wake up on military and goddamn, what's that? Norview.
Yeah,
military Norview. That's where I was at.
For real.
Yeah, and then this is, alright, so the 7-Eleven, it's a little creek right there. It's mad guns down there.
Yeah.
A shitload of them. Yeah, like I literally had like 3 guns just
there. You basically let them know where to go shop at. Going towards Chesapeake Boulevard.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we was at. Mm-hmm. Oh, yo, man, that's good, man. You did a good deed and everything.
What y'all do? Just throw them in bags, all of them, and just.
No, I threw the guns back down there.
Hell nah, I don't pick up no damn guns.
I
didn't
know what was
rapping. Nah.
I didn't know what was rapping.
He said, threw a fucking.
Yeah. There you go. You get caught up for real.
Yeah. You know what?
I was fine. You said they were cleaning up. I'm like, all right, I guess they just let me know. I was like, oh, this nigga's love to death. Okay, all right. No problem.
OT, you put up like 20 bags of trash.
That's what's up, bro.
It was probably like 15 of us.
It definitely
did. We just walked. Half us, we started at the Aldi right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we went both ways and then we crossed the street and then came back and met. So we went a mile both ways.
That's what's up.
Across. So we covered 2 miles.
That's good.
2 miles worth of trash. That's a lot of trash.
Yeah, a lot of trash.
And in Norfolk. So that's double up. I'm playing all this.
But no. But for real, yeah, it definitely do, bro. It's trash everywhere, bro. Virginia Beach, Norfolk.
Let's get on the next subject, man. We got a special guest in here, man.
Yes,
rapper, singer, artist, just everything, man. Mr.
Poet. Do me out there with the poetry.
Cannon Coleon. I'm in here to make sure, because I got Miss Sippin'. Y'all know how I like when I'm Miss Sippin', yo. But yeah, when I let it roll out my tongue, I don't know.
Hey, y'all know what happens every time he starts to drink. He is going to be slurring and going
Nah, this is my first. All right,
like, okay.
Y'all, we celebrating, man. It's a good album release, man. We celebrating, man.
Yeah,
but yeah, man. Why don't you tell the people where you from and, you know, everything about you right now, man.
All right, well, you know, I go by the name of Canda Coleon.
I'm
from Rochester, New York, which is upstate.
That's what's up.
I moved here about 2012. And I've been rocking here ever since, man. So,
what's up, man?
What brought you to the 757 area?
You get away from the drama and the trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Try
to start a different life.
I think
drama and trouble is home. Like, that's where home is.
Yeah.
Like, no matter where you're from.
You're from Honolulu, you're gonna be like, I gotta get away from you.
Just to get a better life.
Yeah, for sure.
So who inspired you, know what I mean, musically, you know what I mean?
Musically, man, shit, I got inspiration from everywhere. Kendrick, Cole, Pop.
Hold on, y'all see how you put Kendrick before Cole?
Kendrick is better than J. Cole.
Alright, of course, I agree. I don't know because I ain't heard Kendrick in like 5 years, man.
Like, lyrically, J. Cole not fucking with K-Dot. He not.
I just want to say that somewhere, go to this second right here and just listen to the interview from here on out. I argue this shit all day. It's not a debate to me. I got Cole over Kendrick. Tell me why. I like Cole. I like Cole. I like Cole. How he put bars together. Kendrick to me.
So let me ask you. You think Cole is he's like Kendrick is too complex for you?
No, I'm
not saying that like Kendrick trash or nothing like that. I'm just saying like if I had to pick, I would listen to a J. Cole album before I would listen to a Kendrick Lamar album. But I just think Cole put it together better. I think Cole just spit more because Cole just spit too. I think Cole spit, as far as let's in terms of like battle rap, let's say you got a battle rapper who just bar like spitting, constantly talking, and then you got a battle rapper who got more putting on the show movements, you feel me,
like I feel like Kendrick is more so that
look at me while I'm rapping, kind of, you feel what I'm saying, like I'm hard, look at me while I'm rapping, pay attention.
Did you hear the song Black Friday?
Hold a second.
Did you hear the Black Friday song with Kendrick and J. Cole?
Yeah.
When they was rapping each other's beats?
That was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, but
Kendrick shitted on that.
I'm not saying that he can't beat him in a rap off or bar, but I'm saying like I prefer J. Cole.
Some people like sleep. I see it like this. I feel like Cole got, when he rap, it's like more of a story. Like his albums are stories. Kendrick, he raps, I mean, he got, you know, but I know that. But J. Cole can sing with his shit though. Like it's different. I'm just trying to say he's versatile, man. But it's like more versatile on that. He can beat him in basketball.
I mean, it's a different vibe.
J. Cole about to go to the NBA. Y'all see that?
Yeah, I did.
Stop it. Alright, man, let's focus on our guest. God damn, man. So what's your favorite song on your album, man?
Speaking of singing,
it changes every day, man. I don't know. Like right now, I'm fucking with Down with Depression right now. But it changes every day, how like based on like the mood of the day, how I feel.
Yeah,
it just changes.
Okay, but, okay.
White collar criminal.
You like that? You fucking with that?
What? Like, bro, when you was spitting on that, I was like, okay, he's spitting bars. Like, and it was like, yo, okay. It was like trap. It was like trap feel, but it was woke. But you feel me? Like, it was woke shit. I was trying to get my words on how to
see
it.
Yeah,
it was like a trap feel, but it was like definitely like wake up type shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
That shit was real, bro.
I appreciate that.
I heard a bar when he was playing just now, and that shit is like sticking with me. Like, I can't get it out of my head.
What?
He was like, I think you said, I got
444,
but there's no reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
I literally think about this shit since I heard it. Like, damn,
that's dope, man.
The harmonizing at the end of some of the albums, at the end of some of the songs. That's you?
Yeah, that's me.
No, okay. That's hard, bro. That's
y'all fuck with him?
Yeah.
Hey, I was always scared to do that type of shit. Because I didn't know if I was going to sound good.
Yeah.
I'm still learning how to sing.
You can't be scared, man. It's your art, man.
If it sounds good to you, I mean, I know some people is tone deep, but if you keeping it good, and then the person who mixed it for you say it sounds good, bro, then
put it out there. Honest to be his own worst critic.
Yeah, I mean,
I understand it.
Y'all let Lil Wayne put out a rock album.
Yeah, man.
Jail, he was cool. When he came out of jail, he was like, I like the skateboard and I like the who's on my dress.
He made Prom Queen before he was on my
dress. I don't know.
I think he made Prom Queen before he
was. What was Prom Queen?
He was a rock album.
Are you sure?
I think
Out of Love for some reason.
y'all let this nigga sing Out of Love, bro.
Man,
he did a whole rock.
I kinda liked it. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't even let nobody in the room. Whitney used to give this nigga a cosign.
What she said?
She was like, you have a voice, you need to sing.
For real?
Yeah.
Nigga.
I ain't never
heard. What's wrong with Whitney giving him a cosign? That's one of the greatest singers.
Exactly. Her body ass shouldn't be giving him a cosign.
Topic, man. What's the message behind your whole album? Like, you have a certain message or like a point you're trying to get across of?
So pretty much when I say nothing personal, it's like more of a, like a competitive thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like,
man, all these rappers,
you know what I'm saying? If you hear my songs where I tell you I'm the best, I'm top five, it's nothing personal. If you hear me in my songs saying I think you niggas is trash, it's nothing personal.
That's,
you know
what I mean? Like,
that sense,
yeah, I just I take pride of like being an MC, so I just feel like right now I'm in the zone to where like I just like niggas not really fucking with me right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a confidence.
It's only gonna get better.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah. that just raised the bar for you too. Like, you got expectations, man, that you yeah. gotta live up to.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Like, I feel like everybody should have that mindset, like, I'm gonna be the best at whatever they doing. So yeah, that sure. makes it, you know, even better. So
everybody should feel that way.
Quality work.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. man.
And I heard in one of the songs you said you had a daughter.
Yeah, I did.
How has being a father affected, like, rap to you, like the way you rap?
Oh, man, I'm definitely more wiser and careful what I say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not being so reckless and shit.
True. Yeah.
And stop making so many songs about her mom. It definitely helped the process and the growth and shit. So
yeah.
So what was the inspiration behind Highs and Lows? That was my favorite track. That's why.
Basically, the shit that's going on. You know what I mean? Like,
That shit was like a statement.
Trying to tell people, like, you know, like, it's real shit that's going on out here. Like, don't just, you know, be on your phones all day in front of the TV. Like, it's real shit that's happening in the world.
And then it had
that people need to know about.
It had the Jill Scott harmony in the end. That little
that was on Trust. Yeah.
Trust. Okay.
Yeah.
It was like Nemesis and Trust.
Yeah.
That shit was hard, bro.
I appreciate that, bro.
So what you think about today rap's game, man? Cause like it seemed like you like more conscious but street with it.
Yeah.
So what you think about the rap game like right now?
I feel like rap is headed in a good place. Cause you got a lot of like spitters out here.
Do you feel like the industry is headed in a good place, or do you just feel like the culture itself is headed?
It's just the culture. I don't know about the industry. It's fickle with the industry and shit. But I feel like rap should have like multiple genres, like other genres do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you know how rock got alternative.
Yeah.
We should have trap, conscious, gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
that. They just kind of like box us in. That's one genre, and it's really not like that.
Yeah, because it's too big.
Then you're starting to see it in all these other genres, like country.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't really just say rap no more.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's too big of a market.
Everything like singing now, like Roddy Ricch. So, yeah. Like, I don't know. That's still considered hip hop.
Right.
You'd be like,
that's considered rap.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a whole different.
I can't stand it.
Yeah. That's a whole different.
Not let, rock with it. Because on the they play the hell out of it on the radio, bro.
That's why I hate the radio.
Like all these niggas.
Yeah, I don't listen to that either.
Most of the time I don't either, but I mean when I'm I don't want to be on my phone anymore, I just put the radio on and I just be like,
damn, we just played this shit 30 minutes ago. Like what the fuck?
Brainwashed.
And then
that's
how it works.
They want you to go inside ABC and get that
handle.
That's how they do it, though. It's real shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you see yourself in the next 5 years, man?
5 years, man. Hopefully successful, man. Owning some property.
Mm-hmm.
Got my foot in the rap game. Directing, producing, engineering.
Yeah.
You know, acting. You know, I want to, you know, spread myself everywhere. I don't want to just be, you know, boxed in as just a rapper. I want to, like, you know, do different things.
Uh-huh.
So,
that's cool,
just
man.
Successful.
That's what's up, man.
Respects, man.
It makes sense. Because don't nobody just want some money. You want all money.
Yeah.
But you want it coming from many different places.
Listen to me, dog. I had a dream that I hit the lottery for $700,000, and I was completely fucking happy.
That's one house.
But it's gonna take us a number of years to accumulate that.
Nah, not necessarily.
If you lose $700,000, you would be highly upset.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
You got every reason to be highly happy for getting
$700,000. Damn right. You can invest that, my brother.
You can flip it.
It's not even about like just being comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, just enough money where I can be comfortable. I ain't got to stress.
Yeah.
I can do what I want.
Financial freedom, man.
I'm straight. I don't care about being, you know what I'm saying, a multi-millionaire. Yeah, I just want to be comfortable.
Always sound like it's a headache.
Yeah, people watching you too much.
Yeah, I was thinking too, like
too much on radar.
Most people trying to be rappers, they looking at that lifestyle. You feel me? Like, oh, I want to be able to buy the cars and all that. But in reality, they really looking up. When they back home in the hood or wherever we from, you looking at the dude who got the car and looking at the dude who making regular money. Got a house, take care of his family, all that. Like, he making regular money, and that's what you aspire for. Mentally, but like looking at the rapper lifestyle, that's what you want.
I feel like a lot of young niggas got it, like the mentality fucked up in that way because they don't think about investing, owning property.
Don't just buy
jewelry, shit that lose value.
You know what I mean?
It's like, you know, you gotta be smarter with your
house. Won't lose value unless a nuclear bomb hit somewhere.
I think also a lot of entertainers now, they just more addicted to attentions instead of like buying the highest bling, like, you know, all the bling and everything. Don't pay attention to shit just to get that shit stolen.
That's just people, dog.
Yeah.
You gotta face it. Like, everybody in here got a woman in their life.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna speak for the woman in your life, but other women, dog, like, if you don't post them on their birthday, they be ready to throw them hands, bro.
That's crazy, though, because the times definitely changed.
Exactly. You remember when your mom and dad was coming up, if your dad didn't come home with them flowers on the anniversary,
and he come home with something,
he was gonna get them hands.
Yeah.
Like, now, if you don't come home and that post ain't up,
Or like something that you can take a photo
that's
with.
Crazy.
Oh, he loves
my
me.
Time changed like that.
Like,
that's what's
changing,
bro.
Like, the whole world is gonna change in front of us, bro.
Uh-huh.
Everything is changing right now.
Oh,
man, this shit
so
is
in front
of us, bro.
Do y'all feel like social media is like a downfall to like this generation?
I think it's good for business, but when relationship wise, I'm like a privacy guy. Like, I'm like posting everything.
But you gotta think, like, so good.
I think it's got pros and cons to the business and the relationship side.
Right.
Like, on the business side, as an artist, you with your business, you need that. Comedian,
yeah.
You work for a company, but like, I know
you can do on your side.
You know what I'm saying? And then your wife got her own stuff. Like, that social media be helping us.
Yeah.
All of us. Like, everybody in this room.
I agree with that part.
It do help. But it also, like, say if you fuck up on your business, or you put out a whack album, you do a bad service in somebody's house, you have a bad show, I put out something, that shit, you see what I'm saying? That shit just got to run your leg.
I was talking about more of like people are not like in tune with like real life anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like,
with so much money on the internet, is it really a need to be in tune?
I mean, so I feel like spiritually, you should.
Spiritually, but everybody out here ain't spiritual, bro. You talking to other people like minded like yourself. We talking about young niggas, bro. They not really spiritual, bro.
They idiots.
I said some of them is idiots.
The fact that they not in tune is why they like a lot more careless. When you just hearing about, oh, I slide, I do this all the time,
NBA,
but you're not
just
rapping with nobody, you gonna think, hey, yo, this person will slide on me, because I keep hearing, that's all I'm hearing, like, yo, I slide, so when you see somebody, it's like, yo, he'll slide on me, or
I'm gonna slide on him first,
you know? Yeah, you feel me, so it's like, it kind of put you in that mind state, when you not, to whereas when you actually interact with people, it's like, oh, I know him.
Like, I feel like it should be 50-50, though.
Yeah, you feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes. Yeah, like, put your phones down sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think it's the same with relationships. Like, relationships, like,
Man, boy, they be flexing on Instagram, boy.
They do.
And not even that. I feel like niggas don't even talk to girls in person no more. It's all social media.
That's my
remember, you said to walk up with a girl, get her number?
But that's why I said we the last of a dying breed. Because what we had, our uncles telling us, like, man, this what you do. Or this how
yeah.
you talk to and say this. Get bring this to school tomorrow. They was telling
on that type of time, yeah.
We was bringing shit. We was buying shit.
Now, now it's a...
It's
they
different.
Got,
they got
a
me and my
whole,
house.
They got a whole little jump on now where it show, like, how it was yeah. and how it's going. Like, everybody in the DMs.
Everybody.
Yeah, like, everybody. Like mad people get married off of
yeah. social media. Yeah. Like,
hopping in the DM.
That's yeah. a fact.
Hopping in the DM.
Like, yeah. That shit is crazy.
What's the call? The Sweetie. What's her name? Sweetie
yeah,
and
Sweetie
Quavo.
And, Quavo.
He yeah. sent a snowflake.
For real?
Yeah, and that's how he got her. He sent her a snowflake.
Nah, he was it's like, oh, he icy. Was like, he was like, you so icy, but I'm a glacier boy.
Yeah.
And that's all he said.
Damn.
And then from that.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking
is
about?
Is that easy?
Hey, she already
liked the nigga. That's what she said.
That nigga got red, bro. It
yeah. He could have said, yeah. he could have said, choo choo train. She was like, oh, you so funny.
And then he was like, oh, I'm out of toilets.
It's an iceberg. You so icy on the iceberg.
That's funny. She said, I'm out of tissue.
Like, I'm being serious, bro. Like, that's and, like, that clout shit is real credit, bro.
Yeah.
It's like real life having a credit card.
Yeah, that's
bro.
A fact.
Like,
that's
yeah,
a fact.
You see this chain I got on? This shit 100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She girls is folding like beach chairs.
Yeah. I don't got money, man.
I think it's because of the stability. They see the stability in it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, hey, look, I got this. Like
he ain't got a keeper.
I got this bill due. Mm-hmm. He might got the money to help me with
but
this.
But that don't mean that he gonna help
me.
I mean, but I'm saying, they don't mean that. But you feel what I'm saying? You know, everybody used to be that person that it can't happen to me. So a lot of girls, probably a lot, men too, got the mentality like, yo, I can get her. And you feel what I'm saying?
But a lot of niggas do be tricking.
Yeah,
though.
You feel me?
They do.
I can change her or he a player. I can make him not be a player. Like some girls think that they can do that, and
yeah.
you get there and see that you ain't the one who changed them, or you change them really. It's fitting. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of tricking, real talk, y'all gonna get Lisa Ray OnlyFans?
I saw that. I looked at it. I was like, how much you
been OnlyFans?
I said, she wilding.
I don't pay for the workout equipment. I just playing fitness. I don't do
that. I just wanted to see like if someone gonna hack that shit first. See, she said everything. I'm like,
everybody can
see it.
Yeah,
in there and bring it out.
Okay. But she's saying that everything gonna be shown. I'm like, you gonna put everything up there? If you not put a nipple up there,
hey bro, it's cold.
I might want to see it.
Y'all niggas gonna pay $20.
Auntie, she auntie now, yo.
$20 to see one nipple. Not even both of them. Can't see twins. You see one set of twins.
I said, I don't care. It's Lisa Ray nipple. You gotta get it straight.
Trying to see
what?
That nipple for like
30
years.
Bro, nah. Why are you playing strong? You better watch playing strong. Them titties either got a little bit bigger or a little bit smaller or a little bit little.
I see how they're doing like it. Be naturally.
They don't love one at HD.
Man, it don't matter.
On HD now.
Yeah.
It's
still going out of HD. It's looking at that. And little blocks like Minecraft. Hey, Minecraft, yeah.
I
want to
see no Minecraft.
Hey, just imagine the titties. Just imagine a little bit bigger or a little bit smaller.
I'm not paying.
I'm not paying.
I'm not paying. What Ply say? Put a pussy lips on.
That was good.
I mean, Bruce Allen. What did I say? I said Ply. My hands is too big. I hit
that.
Oh man!
But what she put the pussy lips like there?
You thinking about?
I'm not tripping, bro.
Like, I mean, that's all, guys. We just want to see it.
If the opportunity presents itself, yeah.
But this is the thing, though. You don't think that if Lisa Ray put pussy lips on that camera, that is not gonna come out? whatever she do,
yeah, man, if she do,
because it ain't nothing to record the screen while I'm watching the screen with something.
Right. Yeah.
Like, exactly. It can come out. I can record the screen and post it on my Instagram or whatever. Yeah.
Pornhub, whatever they put. Exactly. They did the same thing to Cardi B and everybody.
Put it up.
They put it on everything.
That shit was crazy. I've seen somebody that talking about her.
Man. Did you see something? I didn't see the photos, but y'all see the photos?
I didn't see it.
Bro.
God,
dang.
I ain't.
They say her areola is mad big.
Hold on, what?
Yeah. People talking about her areola because it won't clear.
It was like a big cookie like at McDonald's.
It was like a rumble
around yoga. Areola is like a fingerprint. Shit ain't gonna be the same.
I didn't see it. Hey, I'm good.
That's the only thing they was judging, man. I don't care.
But yeah, it ain't the titties I lay with.
Oh man.
Hey, so would you go independent or sign a deal?
I'm gonna stay independent as long as I can, man.
Mm-hmm. For real?
Yeah.
If you sign a deal, you ain't gonna be able to say everything you said on this.
Right.
Album.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna say all that.
Nah.
You ain't gonna say it.
So my nephew, what's up? My nephew just dropped his album.
I see you. The Black Star Kids.
Black Star Kids. Yeah, they just did an interview with MTV News.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Deal. Like,
oh, for real?
Yeah, they gotta get talked to before they do interviews and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we can't get them up here.
They was on live the other day, and it was like crazy. Like, all their friends from school was hitting them up. Like, I can't believe y'all were already signed and rich. And that's like, crazy. You're not rich yet.
Right.
I remember having this conversation with him when he was like 11 or 12, and every goal that he set has been met on time.
That's dope.
He said he was going to be signed by the time he turned 18. He's 17 right now. And then he was like, I'll have a song with Pharrell by the time I turn 25. Pharrell like wanted in pictures the other day.
Right.
But then this moment he said, I'm going to have an Enzo Ferrari by the time I turn 30.
He manifested.
Dang.
He's calling every
show. I think he'll do that, yo. Know? I'm tripping. I need to speak it into existence.
You gotta continue to say it to yourself every single day. Like, I gotta get it, so I'm gonna go get it.
I only got one more goal. Let's get this one.
Retire.
I was about to ask you the other day if you got that shit.
No, man.
You about to like RoboCop.
I got two more things on my goal, and they gonna be in the next three years.
I sent the picture to my wife, the one I had up there, and she was like, "How much is it?" I was like, $30,000, and she was just like, "Get the fuck off!" I was like,
"This is my dream."
I was like, "I can afford this," and she was like, "She probably blew her ass a big one now." But my plan works. She's probably gonna listen to this and be like,
"You can get it for Christmas."
No, my plan was for her to be like, "Yeah, just go get a used one." Cause that's all I want. I just want to get the same bike, but I didn't.
Yeah,
want to
do, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so I'm not 2021.
This is a skill. It's only 12.
That shit was live, bro. It was legit, super, super, super dope. That shit had heated seats, heated hand warmers.
You need all that shit on the bike.
Yeah, man. It had what else it had out there? It had a navigation.
Oh, that shit. Oh, like,
Nigga had his feet out and everything riding the motorcycle.
That's what's up.
You said, had your feet out riding the motorcycle.
Keep rolling.
This nigga just pull up to my. Blasting some goddamn feet.
Speaking of strong ass feet, man, what y'all think about that Megan and Tory
Lane? I don't know what's going on.
That was good. I love how he did that. I love
that nigga said
that.
That nigga said
that. That was
strong.
That was dope.
Her feet is strong, man. All that squat she doing.
So I'm gonna tell y'all something that I beat a minute ago, and then I'm gonna tell y'all what I think now. So I don't know if y'all remember back when Tory Lanez, before he became, you remember that interview he did with Joe Budden when he was like, yo, if I gotta buy a bitch a bag and she can't afford it, then she not on my level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember that interview with Joe Budden? In that same interview, he said, hey, Sony, he was like, y'all better give my money too before I start letting motherfuckers really know what's going on mm-hmm. over there. He mm-hmm. said that in that interview. He was like, I'm about to be independent. He independent now.
Yeah.
That artist Melly, that girl Melly, I don't know if y'all listen to her, but she got this song.
And he owns his master baby, that too.
Yeah, he owns his master. He owns all that shit. So, I know he was trying to get that artist, and she was trying to,
I thought she was signed to him.
That's what I'm saying, but she was supposed to be under them.
She was supposed to be under
like, kind of like I stole your artist kind of shit. You feel me? So, I felt like that happened, and then look down the line, the shit with Meg Thee Stallion. I think she with Roc Nation.
Yeah, she was Roc Nation
under Sony. You feel me? So it's like, damn, hey, look, you chilling with the op? I need your help real quick.
Yeah.
So what if that's what happened? Saying what if, like, you feel me? Because I heard the story where like the security guard said that they was fighting over the
gun.
Yeah, they were fighting over the gun.
It went off.
You feel me? Yeah. And Meg back was turned, so she shouldn't know who shot her.
Yeah.
And then when you hear Meg's story, she basically just saying she know who shot her. So it's like if everybody who said they shot her,
I think what really they said that it was Tory Lanez's gun because it was Tory Lanez bullets that came out that was in her foot. That's what they said. And then I was like, I didn't believe it. And then I actually saw the pictures. I was like, did she really get shot? Cause she on MTV, the Wars twerking. Like, how you got enough strength to start twerking?
But she showed.
But then I saw the bullet wounds.
She got great.
She showed the
pictures. She said it great.
Yeah, when I saw the picture, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I ain't gonna lie. I had to peep the album a little bit. I ain't gonna lie, the album was fire. The album was fire. I was scared to say it. I was like, girls get mad. I'm like, I ain't gonna say that. Nobody knows that. I'm not saying. But the only reason why I said it because I had a girl say that I hit her and I did not hit her. And I'm just like, you can't believe everybody because. Like, this one girl had me running. I was like, what the fuck? Like, she's like, oh, you hit me. I'm like, what? Yo. I'm telling you, it was so scary. And like, it's just off a lie.
There ain't nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Like, with the whole
yeah. I'm a regular ass. Like, what? I would have been dead.
I think my thing, like you said, I mean, the security guard, like you said, they were fighting over the gun. And when she got shot, now I mean, when she probably turned around, the gun was probably in Tory Lanez's hand.
Nah. Not him. Not her and Tory Lanez was fighting over the gun. Tory Lanez and another girl was fighting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But Tory Lanez.
He said the girl shot the gun.
No, I mean, that's what. But the security guard said Tory Lanez and another girl was fighting over the gun.
And man, Meg Thee Stallion got shot. Nah, he said.
The gun went off.
He said she shot and the gun went off.
Listen. Oh, she shot.
I'm going to tell y'all what happened.
But they were I got some
sources in LA. I got some LA ties.
So what I heard was Megan's best friend name?
I don't know about the girl.
They was fucking around.
Okay.
Then supposedly I guess Tory and they was all at the party. So Tory and Megan left to go fuck in the car. The girl came out and seen them fucking, and that's why they started arguing.
Saw Tory Lanez and Megan fucking?
Yeah, in the car, parked them, and then they started arguing and shit like that, and she reached for the gun, and they was tussling for the gun, and then the gun went off and hit Megan in the foot.
I'm confused. Now his album says that he was saying that, oh, that she was upset and went to the car, and he was like, I followed you because I saw that you was upset because I love Kylie. Y'all hear that? That's basically what he said in the album. So like that story and that story, like someone,
we'll never know.
That's how
it's about to be a court case. So,
I personally
think all this shit happened because he's independent. He owns his masters.
Yeah, he was saying that. So I don't
know. That's what happened to everybody. Yeah. Right,
Prince,
all of them.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's true. On a positive note too, a lot of people also getting their masters now.
Yeah, man.
I think Blueface just got his master.
Man, I wish he. I'm playing. No, but y'all don't see the whole problem with it. Everything, all this happened is because of the Kardashians again. Because, like, the only reason why. The Tory album, he says that the only reason why him and Megan got in a little scuffle or trouble because he was, like, feening over Kylie in the pool. And I'm like, nobody go back to Kylie, yo. Maybe she's the reason why all this happened. Think, man. Right. I'm playing. I'm just talking
that
shit.
That nigga saying the Kardashians.
I'm just talking shit.
We never going out.
Witches. Thank my brother.
Never know.
But, yeah.
While we're on the subject of girls, though, you got a track called The Perfect Girl.
Yeah,
like, that joint was hard, bro. That joint was hard. What was just, like, inspiration behind that? Like,
just really the beat, man. Just the vibe it gave me and shit like that. That's just one of the things. Like, sometimes I do that. Like, I hear a beat and I'm like, okay, just give me that kind of vibe, and I just write some shit.
Do you always go for, like, a specific type of beat? Like, you're not like you'll hear, like, a Future song.
A certain sound, y'all would say, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I know what I'm gonna rap on and shit like that.
Kicks and everything.
Hell yeah.
Nah, I was talking about the beat, like kicks. My bad, for, I mean, interrupt.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about that.
I ain't gonna agree with you. No, I ain't gonna.
He said, hey, kicks.
I was like, yeah, that's what I was like. I'm thinking like beat kicks, like, what? What? I said, I'm like, man, I ain't even do that, yo. But, man, I know you just dropped this project. Mm-hmm. Do you got any, like, other projects in the future that you already preparing to build?
I got another album coming out December.
December? Mm-hmm. Oh, you like on
that.
Okay. Is it, like, already almost?
It's done.
Yeah.
All right. And then I got another one coming in March.
Yeah. Man, he on it.
Well,
yeah.
I'm like that. That's what's up.
Which means Kendrick haven't dropped an album like 100 years.
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to figure out.
You ain't got no features. I don't know. That's how I heard him.
He did an interview with his cousin.
Baby King.
Yeah. He just did an interview with him, basically saying, like, everybody put him under pressure to make the same album again. He was like, but he want to be different.
I don't care. I just want to hear.
I was like, I don't even know.
I know if you even did a rock song, that shit would be fire. Like,
if you turn Lil Wayne.
No, not that Lil Wayne shit. But you remember that shit? He that rock song he did with that one group.
Oh yeah, not Dungeon Dragon.
Imagine Dragon, man. That song was dope. But he didn't do another songs after that.
What's that? They say Marvel, nigga. I said one song. That's Rick and Morty's.
That's on Section 8.
Yeah, that's on Section 8.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the song with Tech Nine.
Imagine Dragon?
Yeah. Want Tech Nine up there with him?
Oh, yeah. That's Fragile.
Yeah. That was another rock song.
Yeah, it was.
He killed that shit.
See, he ain't doing no album. I'm just saying, just a song. You know what I mean, I don't care, man.
J. Cole's last album was so bad that you really don't
want to. What? The last
album? He was bad?
Yo, why you
the
last album?
The worst album he's ever put out.
You think so?
And I think the second one was the worst, but I didn't like the second one.
Bullshit?
I didn't like that one. That's one of his best albums. I didn't like that one. Crooked Smile. I hated Crooked Smile because they kept playing it.
I didn't like Sideline Story.
The only thing I liked was Power Trip on that album, yo. They got me up on that.
That shit was hard.
I ain't like it. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm different though. I didn't like Kanye West when he did the auto tune.
No, that was a classic.
808.
Hell yeah.
I ain't like that.
You like that one?
I ain't like it. I don't think Kanye had a bad album.
I didn't like it. The one with the blank disc.
That shit was hard.
That was second to last.
Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah. Who's that other one? That's second to last. I thought the first one was 808.
Jesus is King?
I don't think I listened to that one.
Jesus?
Alright, that was the worst one.
Yeah, that was the worst one.
Alright, that was the worst one.
I don't know Jesus.
What?
Jesus is King.
Nah, bro. That Jesus is King, like.
That was a dumb album. I was listening to gospel music.
Yeah, nah,
don't be real. His last rap album, the Life of Pablo.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was good.
Jesus was good. The only reason I say he about to die. You all right? Hands up.
That shit came out strong as hell.
Hey, man.
Yeah, all right.
Get your
hands out of here.
That's bad, bro. My bad, y'all. My bad. Nah, I drunk it, and it's kind of hot, so it went down the wrong pipe and hit something that it didn't need to be hit.
All right. Eventually, you got to take yourself in the stop.
Man, I told you, he said, he's a king of work.
It's my communion. Why wouldn't do this communion? Hey, like, he's speaking on your name. Then he said, I'm white.
He probably
was like,
all right, so we're going to take a quick break, man. And my man going to come back and he going to spit for us.
You ready?
So y'all post like episodes on YouTube?
Yeah. And we also on every major
iHeartRadio
platform. So my bad, it took me so long to get it out.
We on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music,
What's up? I was like, what are we doing again? I'm about to say radio. In my head, I kept saying radio.
Man, that'd be dope. We have our little radio station one day. Have people call in.
Don't you listen to radio? We already came to that.
I mean, like, they'll listen to our shit calling live.
They listen to this shit.
We gotta do a live episode somehow.
We did do a live episode before.
Sunday dinner.
If
y'all don't know who's talking about the versus battle, man.
Yeah, that's tonight.
That's tonight.
Let's see who
was. Who is the Bat in the Bell?
I listen to all music, bro. So
who you think will win?
I think I'm
going to
go with...
You don't know neither one of these. Patty LaBelle album.
Patty got too much.
Yeah, she got a lot of hits. You can't name one Patty LaBelle album.
I can't name none of
the
albums.
But when it come up, I know the song.
I don't think nobody in this room qualified to judge their verses.
I don't listen to neither one of them.
If you know music, you can.
I don't listen to neither one. I listen to other people's music.
I don't know none of Gladys Knight songs, but I do know a few of Patti LaBelle's, and then
I know she used to rap on Outkast shit. Sing on Outkast shit.
That's
a problem.
I know Patti used to kick her shoes off.
Kick her shoes off into the
Patti got sampled on the Nelly and Kelly shit.
I'm gonna say, I know with Sweet Potato.
Yeah, I think she loses. She gonna smash Glass Knight in the face with a cake on her pie.
Patty cake.
Nah, but for real, like, I think they did that verse early because you know them old folks be sleep.
Imagine like all the sampling that artists did of their music though.
Yeah, they still get
they gonna hear it.
Nah, they not.
They not?
No, they don't. Neither one of them got. They masters. They label that they were signed to. Getting paid for this.
You know them artists back then. They ain't know that.
Yeah, Patty still pumping pies.
Remember, Prince was trying to get his masters.
He could have fired Motola, Cynthia, Motola, Cynthia, 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 Cynthia,
around me, something like that in that nature. And she was like, why so you can drag me and beat me like you did before? He was like, I ain't never dragged you. You know, he trying to play it off like. And then same thing with Bow Wow. That nigga stopped her from leaving out of room. Like, they got into a fit. You can hear this nigga on audio like, nah, you ain't leaving. Like, we sitting in here. She was like, why you won't let me leave? Okay. He was like, nah, you ain't leaving.
That's
like,
kid. As soon as you said that's kid now.
Like, well, Lee, I heard socks to get about. I ain't no
way. And then his homeboy was sitting right there.
The shorty who released the audio was on Love and Hip Hop with him.
Oh, for real?
That's who. Yeah. That's
who. That's who released it. Cause like, yeah, I saw her. That she,
her name, Rocky. I think her name Rocky.
Yeah, she said it was a close friend to her that she thought it was a friend.
Yeah, they was all on Love and Hip Hop.
But I'm like, why would you record it if, I don't know if anything, you didn't want it to be out?
She recorded it like for proof if he did something again or something like that. And then she ended up telling her or sending it to her and be like, listen to this nigga. You know what I mean? Listen to the conversation.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I mean, that's tough. Joe, you better get it cleaned up, Joe.
Yeah, man. Joe need to keep his hands to himself, especially when I saw that video. He said that he liked to touch his dog.
Yeah, that's that nigga crazy. That's different.
Yeah, y'all see Mike Tyson and y'all still.
Yeah, November.
Yeah, y'all still.
Mike Tyson, Roy Jones.
Oh, they moved it back to November.
It's November 12th, I think.
Who y'all got?
I got Roy.
I got Roy.
Y'all got Roy now? Yeah,
y'all must have forgot, man.
For real?
I don't know how you did.
Y'all must have forgot. I mean, I was watching clips. I guess DuVall's. I mean, yeah, DuVall putting up clips of Roy, like, you know, knocking niggas out.
Nah, Tyson gonna knock him out.
You think so?
I'm still on with Tyson.
I'm on with Tyson, bro. He still look elite.
He's winning, right? Mike is fully, he got all his health right now.
Roy Jones recently just got his brand like punched.
Like I said, we can put money on it.
I'm going with Tyson.
Roy Jones, you say he was fighting 2 years ago. That mean he was going to Disney 2 years. Mike Tyson couldn't go to Disney in his prime. You think he gonna go?
He don't need to go to Disney.
Roy is bigger than him.
Roy is 5'11 and he weighed 190.
That was when? 2 years ago?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Did you just Google that? Yeah. Just wait right now. Across the bridge. I mean, I'm just saying, his height ain't going to change.
He told them what they might.
Let me see what
Mike ain't no 6 foot.
Oh, Mike is 5'10".
Thank you, bro. What are you doing?
The man looks bigger, though. Mike,
he looked bigger than what he fought with laid out.
Yeah, nah, he looked big, but they got him when I'm down.
He fought with laid out.
Oh, they got Mike. Oh, he got Tyson in them drawers. You see them drawers?
Yeah, they don't give him the drawers. Let
me see that. Mike is looking like a puppet, bro. Yeah, he be looking like a puppet a lot. Right. Like, not saying that he is, but it seemed like a lot of people.
Better not let him hear you.
But all I'm saying is, if it's a fight to 5 rounds, I think Mike will take the first 3.
Yeah, I'm still running with Mike though, but y'all can.
Mike can take it. Mike will take the first 3. If it's up to 5 rounds, Mike will take the first 3.
It's only 5 rounds?
No, I don't know. It's gonna be a 10 round.
It's a 10 round.
Oh, niggas, they're too old for that.
They're not even fighting to knock each other out.
Yeah, yeah. They both said, "Oh, Mike Tyson." Oh, really? They both said, "We're Jones. I'm gonna knock him out."
Damn.
Which you already said on camera.
At first,
people
they were like,
"No, the rules are they not supposed to knock each other out?
They don't knock each other out. Somebody gonna knock
somebody out. You can't knock the other person out.
It's an exhibition.
Yeah.
It's not like for a title. It's not for.
It's supposed to automatically go to the judge.
So if I knock you out, I lose.
Nah, you don't lose, but you're not.
I think you're fine.
Not supposed to.
But you know it can happen.
They want to hold back, but like, they want to stop it.
It's basically like a glamorized spar. That's what's like an exhibition.
Oh, that shit about to be whack.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be whack though.
That shit gonna be whack.
Yeah, it's gonna be mad commercialized, like down.
It is commercialized.
That's what they hold
Lakers
with
it.
Yeah, Lakers.
That shit is the Monstars, bro.
Yeah.
Who won the game today?
The Clippers.
The Clippers.
I mean, they lost.
Clippers lost today. The game.
Yeah.
They got to play two.
Yeah, they
got to play game seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they beat them,
Kawhi went for the 45. They going.
Yeah,
they going.
Yeah. Western Conference. That Western Conference going game seven. I'm just saying that.
We got they coming out of the East.
Miami.
I'm thinking like this.
Boston got the ass destroyed by Milwaukee last year. Mm-hmm. Punished 4-1. Did Miami turn around and punish Milwaukee? So if they punish the team that punished you, what made you think they not gonna beat your ass?
They got some
more shit.
I don't know.
Robin was the one that did it.
Alright, the record was better than it was last year. The record issue was better than it was last year.
I want Boston to go, but I think the Heat are going to the finals.
Jimmy Butler is a different animal, though.
He's hooping. He's going out.
He likes
they dogged up.
Yeah, he likes
Boston right now.
Boston is super.
That's playground.
The home is super.
It's the Miz movie. I'm just
like,
hard as a bitch.
That nigga look like a homeless cowboy. He sit out in the middle of the desert and
Alright, y'all. But we're supposed to get out of here, man. We got a goddamn go around the room. Everybody get their social medias, know what I mean? Starting off with stats.
Everybody know IRAP _stats on IG. IRAP stats for the Facebook. Check them out. Go check me out.
Follow him.
Stack of Valley Volume 1 coming out real soon.
Yeah. And y'all also check out for that video whenever I give it to them.
The drawback video. Coming
soon. Hurry up.
Come put that file out. But yeah, man. It's your boy Wood. WOODAYEE. I stumbled a little bit, but I'm back. I was tired as a bitch before this podcast, though. I ain't gonna lie, I was tired.
I wake up.
I ate. That's what happened.
Why you said that? That's saying, bro, I'm gonna make it.
No. I was like, man, I ain't good because my team lost. Yeah. I was like, damn, sad as fuck. I was mad. But my fantasy winning, so I'm happy about that.
I ain't playing fantasy.
I gotta get on that.
Man, we could have did a fantasy league.
We could have. We still got time.
Yeah, we definitely got time. All
right, shoot. I'm going to send it up. I'm going to send it up. Shoot, but yeah, that's me.
Go ahead. Oh, man, say that, man, stop with that computer love stuff, man. You did that last year. Very well.
Nah,
Liz
47 on Instagram, Rooted Love. My wife.
Yeah, shout it out.
Super facts. You want natural hair, any type of natural hair, locks. She doing nails now, everything.
I need some shit in my throat.
But I don't.
Just fucking.
Y'all, I said, I would put no clippers in her hand. I don't know. I ain't never seen her with that in her hand.
What's the engineer?
On the Chinese, but yeah, Pebbles and Pushers is Pebbles and Pushers on IG, Pebbles and Pushers on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Let me see. Yeah, www.pebblesandpushers.com. I just got my samples back for my fall stuff. She's gonna be fire. We got a new collection coming out. It's the Saks Fifth Collection. Mm. That's what it's called. I ain't never told nobody that. So y'all gonna be impressed.
Yeah.
This whole idea came to me in a drive-thru. I was giving me a fish sandwich at McDonald's. And I designed the whole shit that day.
Yeah, there you go.
Y'all gonna like it.
Coming up. I remember you said that too.
Yeah, I did. I'm done. I got all my stuff in. I just gotta put the order in now. I got my samples back. They gotta fix the collar or something, but that's about it.
That's all right. It's your boy Smokey underscore the Bear on Instagram. And follow the Break Room, DA Break underscore Room on Instagram. Also, again, people, if you subscribe to our YouTube page, you get 20% off on the Main Nourish website. Again, it's 20% off, like she said the last episode, or two episodes ago. Beard butter, hair growth, some other stuff, products that's up there, soap and everything. Go check it out, 20% off on the Main Nourish.
Yeah, and it do smell good. I tried it out. My follicles is growing like she told me to use.
I ain't put nothing on my face the past 2 days, but I have been using it. But I've been using it every day though. You know what I mean? But yeah, man.
That's it, man.
Y'all stay good. Like we say always, we support those who support us. Stay true to you. The Brick Room, I ain't doing no prayer today.
All right, man. See y'all, man. You got it, yo.